Though it never came clear, we kept keeping on year after year. Now Phineas Gage was a prince of a man, a hard-working foreman, the best in the land. Resourceful, respectful, responsible too, the pride of the railroad and crew. September 13 was a fine autumn day, and the crew was in Cavendish, working away, drilling and blasting and laying the track across the Green Mountains and back. But something incredible happened that day when Gage was distracted and turning away, and his tamping rod slipped down the hole he had drilled. It's a miracle he wasn't killed, for it struck on the granite and threw off a spark and the gunpowder down in that hole went off with a roar, and that big iron rod was blasted right up through his skull. And Phineas Gage had a hole in his head, and everyone knew that he ought to be dead. Was it fate or blind luck? Though it never came clear, he kept keeping on year after year. Poor Phineas lay in a heap on the ground, and they knew he was gone as they gathered around. But he sat up and started to talk, and instead, with a big bleeding hole in his head. And he rode in an ox cart with nary a groan, and arriving in town he got out on his own. Stepped up on the porch, took a chair and sat down, as the townspeople gathered around. And the doc come a-running and took off his specs, and he said, "Mr. Gage, better cash in your checks. Well, it's time you quit talking and learned how to pray. You'll be meeting your maker today." Fellers did all they could do, not one of them reckoned he'd ever pull through. But a couple months later, well, glory to God, old Phineas was back on the job. But something had changed, and he didn't last long. He was loud and profane, just could not get along. And his friends turned away, saying, "One thing's for sure, old Gage isn't Gage anymore." So he worked a few odd jobs on farms and in town, caught on with a sideshow and traveled around. But that big iron rod was his only true friend, going with him wherever he went. A medical miracle, Phineas Gage ended up down in Chile, driving a stage. Lived 11 more years, missing part of his brain, till the day of his reckoning came. There's a strange looking skull and a big iron rod down at Harvard, they're still on display. And the students and brain people all the world round still study the case till this day. 'Cause Phineas Gage had a hole in his head, and everyone knew that he ought to be dead. Was it fate or blind luck? Though it never came clear, he kept keeping on year after year.